While nonprofits and government organizations have largely been highlighted as places where those who have been displaced can get help, the Paradise community itself has been greatly involved in connecting their friends and neighbors to resources. One of those groups is Paradise Community Guilds, which has been holding weekly meetings that give information to survivors and also discuss how to rebuild the town. NSPR's Mark Albert spoke with David Leon Zink to learn more about the organization's efforts.
How's the Paradise Community Guilds been helping with post-campfire relief efforts?
The day of the fire, Chico Community Guilds is a sister organization, and they allowed us use of their hall here. So we met, folks checked in. A couple of days later, on Sunday, we met again to have a healing circle where folks can tell about their experiences and speak about their needs. And then we agreed to meet every week from then on, sometimes more than once a week, to connect, to share needs and resources, to comfort each other, and to figure out next steps. And we've been meeting every week since then in order to do that. It's been such a comfort to have folks you know meet on a regular basis, become your community, to work through the issues as they come up.
Tell me more about the Monday meetings you've been holding around redesigning Paradise.
I had identified that many of our members were wondering how they could rebuild in Paradise. And so I did some online research, because part of our mission statement is that we want to practice stewardship of nature and promote values of sustainability. And for us, that's, when it comes to building, it's green building, it's looking for low carbon footprint, it's looking for long life cycle building, the variety of things that make for a more responsible sort of way of building in this climate change environment that we're in. So I reached out to some green building expos, and that started a conversation that I think rippled out to some others. And so we began to be contacted by folks who championed solar homes, building cob houses, building with rammed earth. So we're looking at some options in that area with some of the folks that have come to present to us. We've been contacted by a cob housing maker.
And these alternative construction materials and techniques, are there people and contractors here that use that, you know, have the knowledge and ability to manufacture or build a house using those products and procedures, and, you know, is it more expensive, which I think is, you know, the thing that everybody who's been burned out is obviously concerned about?
I'll take your last question first. It is more expensive to build with green building techniques. Typically, it's between 10 and 35% more expensive per square foot on a building. That's when you look at the raw costs going in. But when you look at the life cycle of a building that can be built with green techniques, typically you're looking at longer life cycles. And they tend to be more fire resilient, fire resistant. And so that's a huge factor right now in this climate change environment, where we'll have long droughts with lots of fuel that'll build up over years. 20, 30 years, we could have another fire just like the one we just had in Paradise. It could happen. So when the fire comes next time, what kind of house is going to be facing that flame? One of the reasons it costs more is simply because of one of your other questions. There's not a broad base of expertise in how to build with this stuff, and it's not broadly available. We do have some folks here in town that are fairly conversant in a variety of green building techniques. But my experience is that it hasn't been a broad base. That said, Paradise Community Guilds is doing everything it can to encourage folks to look into those areas. And so we're trying to come up with a way that folks can evaluate the differences between the standard construction models and the green construction models.
Paradise Community Guilds meets weekly on Mondays for support and education on redesigning Paradise. For more information, visit Paradise Community Guilds on Facebook.